The Fully Geek.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome everybody to episode 197 of the Fully Geek Pod.
Come on.
So you've got a full squadron inside, but a man's taking annual leave. But you do have me, Nate.
Got the one Kel.
Richard Maximus.
Merv.
And no Marley Marl. All right. So hold on one second. I don't understand. Richard, why is it Richard? Are we going back to Richard Maximus?
Look, some of the fans complained. who is Richie Rich?
The 0.2 fans complained.
No one's complained.
Exactly.
So I thought I'd go back to default. Richard Maximus, it is what it is. I'm here, baby.
Okay. Sorry, at the beginning of the pod, I know this is uncalled for. I'd just like to shout out Nick. Tom, I got a shout out on the pod, so I'm shouting her out. So big up your status, Nick.
Who's that?
Nick.
Yeah, shout out Nick.
Nick?
Yeah, Nicole.
Oh, big up Nicole. How are you? You all right there?
Yeah, big up Nicole. Yeah,
yeah, big up Nicole.
Yeah. Right. We'll see Nick in a couple of weeks because she'll be doing our photo shoot for us.
Oh. Yeah, big up.
Oh,
yeah.
It was that Nick. Nick.
Yeah.
I'm going for my notes, Richard. Yeah.
Long time.
Apologies. But how have the man then been, bro? How's everyone been?
Oh, good, man. Oh, good.
Yeah, man.
Trying to adjust to this bipolar weather of the summer we're having.
Bro, the heavens open today, bro.
Bro, what a mess.
Yeah, it got to the stage that I got trapped in my car. I played badminton in it, so I was wearing like shorts and that. And then the heavens opened. I said, I can't. You know what I mean? You gotta like, can I give it 2 minutes before I leave? Like, do I get drenched or do I just wait?
Well, you need a car to go badminton or?
No, I finished badminton. I come home.
So yeah.
I went to the house. But like, as I went to open the door, it's the down.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Come on.
No, bro. Them three seconds.
I don't know why people are so shook of rain. It's just water. No. That's all it is, you know.
I'm not sure how.
Acidy water.
My hair. Oh, man. My hair can't do the rain. I'll be.
Oh, here we go.
No, bro. I can't do the rain,
bro. Water's long, bro.
You're 40 years old. You still got your full head of locks. Yeah, we know that. All right.
No, I wasn't even. I wasn't. That was on the hype. I was just trying to be humble with it.
I can't stand the rain.
We'll talk about fucking window panes later in the episode. But yeah, it's good to see everyone. It's nice to see everyone. It's been all right week. I don't even have nothing to say this week, to be honest, like in the sense of how my weekend's been. It's long. I need a young sleep, if I'm real. I need a young sleep.
Trust me.
But like, I need a young sleep. But yeah, man, should be good. What actually did happen this weekend? I don't think anything.
Nothing happened, bro. Don't force it.
I don't think anything happened.
Yeah, man. Let's enjoy that. It was a peaceful weekend. You get me?
Peaceful weed, tumbleweed. Where?
I did go for afternoon tea, but Inkem got the time wrong, so we didn't actually have afternoon tea. We just had like lunch. But I was quite looking forward to getting to afternoon tea. And if any of you men have been to afternoon tea?
Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's nice.
I knew Rev would say yes, Jerry.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm sure that you, Rich.
Some crest. Some crest.
Yeah.
Some scones and that. Yeah, man. Come on.
Jams and clotted cream and them
too. Have you noticed, bro?
I know Man's British, but yeah.
That's a bit too English
for me, man.
What's the order? Top to bottom or bottom to top?
Oh, here we go.
It's just the Merv's bag.
Well, I know you got to start the savoury first and end with the sweetness, isn't it? What a champagne option.
Yeah.
The thing is, your eyes fully open.
Got to say, bro, fully backing up.
It's funny because before you go to afternoon tea, you're like, I can't get full up on sandwiches, bro. That's dumb. But afterwards, you're like, rah, man, I feel full.
You're like, oh, just one more.
Nah, Kel, you should go one day, bro. It's a different experience.
Nah, it's not me, brother. It's not me. Bro.
Listen, one day we'll do a fully geeked afternoon tea.
Let's do
afternoon brunch. We'll do afternoon brunch.
No, forget that.
We're going to do brunch. Come on, guys. We're going to do everything now, innit? Do you know what I mean?
We're sophisticated men now, bro. Come on.
The nice little afternoon tea, bro.
Standard.
Yeah. No, that's good, man. But, yeah, there has been a bit of a madness going on, like, recently and that. Over in France.
France,
yeah. Kel, talk to me, Kurt. I watch the news, but I don't watch the news, so.
You don't watch the news. I don't watch the news. But now, what, basically, from what I've heard, the police shot a 7-year-old boy. And when 17. They shot him, yeah, 17, yeah. So when they shot him, but they claimed that they felt threatened or they were under threat, hence why they shot him. But apparently, there's some footage that's come out, and they were not under threat at all. So, no, but, yeah, go on.
Like, if you see the video that's circulating around online, so what is the guy, the 17-year-old, was driving the car, but basically, the police said, stop. The police point the gun into the car like they're trying to hold the steering wheel or something. So he continues to accelerate, and then you hear a round shot off, I think a couple of times. And while he's accelerating, obviously he's injured, loses control of the car, then drives into like a building. And that's the footage that is out online right now. On the back of that footage, that's just caused, obviously, major riots across the whole of France.
And if you know my French brothers and sisters, they don't pet. Mm. Like, protest. When they protest,
they protest
hardcore. Do you know what I mean? Like, in the sense of, yeah, don't count your yard business.
Naomi Mizuki's name, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, so he was Algerian descent.
Mm.
So, what people are saying, what it is, a lot of they're calling them immigrants now, are basically causing chaos across the whole of France. Was it the day before? What must have happened? I think the current Prime Minister of France, his wife and daughter were attacked following obviously the protests and everything else, and now he's come out to march and said everyone needs to calm down, everyone needs to stop. So while that was happening, their prime minister, is it Macron, and was at different events like enjoying himself while the country is in turmoil. And everyone's like, you see, this guy doesn't even care about the country. He doesn't care what's going on. So there's been a big kind of peace protest. Everyone's trying to say, everyone needs to calm down, relax. We'll get this sorted and everything else. But there's still sparks of little riots happening across France. It's no joke, man. No joke at all.
Hmm.
Yeah. And obviously, it's a different thing, but it reminds me, like, and I guess it was like 12 years ago this summer, when we experienced our own kind of the London riots, and the kind of riots was after shooting of Mark Duggan, whose band actually released his album last week Friday, actually decent album actually. But and it just kind of reminds me of like when people want, like when we want to get together, we'll get together, and this the kind of country will burn. But I know, like I said, in France, they do things differently, bruv. They're doing things differently, like. Yeah, I hopefully they come to a peaceful protest, but I also understand that we can't do this whole people are getting out here getting shot. Do you know what I mean? The police officers shooting randoms and then saying, oh, we believe it's because of this, and da, 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 but it's not really proven like that.
Yeah. That's a shame, man. But RIP to the brother, you get me?
Yeah. I think that the previous protest was against the retirement age. The president increased the retirement age without consulting anyone. He just passed it through the government. It's like, what? Well, hold on. I was gonna retire in 2 years' time. You're telling me
I got to 80. Not
2 years. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. But it's happening everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
But I was like,
our one goes through everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
We are fully engaged.
On a random, so what's your retirement age? What do you think our retirement age is?
Oh, geez, I can't remember no more, you know.
I think 67.
Nope.
69.
Nope, 70, bro.
No, it's not.
It is. It was supposed to be 68. We do it at 68. That's gone up. Bruv, when we were younger, yeah. Do you remember a time when age used to be 60, bruv?
Yeah, 60 was standard for time.
And then I remember when I was younger, people would say retirement is at 50 or 50.
Nah,
60 was like the usual one. Like 55, you can go on early retirement.
Yeah, 55 is early retirement. Get me standard, yeah.
I'm aiming for 45, mate.
We're going to get to the age. You can't afford to fucking retire, bro.
I'm aiming for 45. But this is why
this is why boys, Fully Geek has to blow, bro. Because this is going to be our retirement money.
Bro. Here.
Who says I'm sharing? Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's messed up, bro. Messed up, man. RIP to the French guy, and also... Yeah, bruv, just sort yourselves out, police. Policia, sort yourselves out, bruv. I mean, Rich, you sent me some of the other...
Policia's Spanish, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, French, Policia, please. So, come on, I'm learning Duolingo, bruv. I'm doing Spanish. It's just the only thing I can do, bruv. Rich, what was that story? Did you hear it? Did you read any more information about that story that you sent about the gentleman that was released from prison?
Prison
for 13 months. And then they called him back on a recall because they didn't file the paperwork properly.
Yeah, that one is just too deep, bruv.
But I heard it was two cases, right?
That's what I'm saying. Because obviously I've only seen the video. I didn't see.
Yeah. I think he got arrested in England and arrested in Scotland or stuff like that. So I think the Scottish one is saying, no, he used to come back. He used to serve time in Scotland as well. I don't know. You know, I might be chatting rubbish, but just of hearing loosely, that's what I got from it.
Yeah.
Rich, safety.
No, honestly, I don't know the full ins and outs, but obviously I shared the video that the guy released on his Instagram. So yeah. I was like, raw. Like, obviously, I was kind of like, what kind of government is this?
Yeah.
You let me out for 13 months and then you're telling me we've let you out in error. Sorry, mate. You started.
It's not even that you let you out in error. They didn't file the paperwork properly.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I think Nathan's... Oh.
I'm here, sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, no, you froze for a second. Sorry,
well, if they didn't file the paperwork properly, then there was an error.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I've started a new life 13 months. Man's got his full-blown... it's Instagram, him training and how
to get hench. I don't understand why he's so hench. I don't understand.
He's doing like fitness training and that, innit?
I hear that, but bro.
No, but you know that man there. That's what he learned in prison. So
man's got muscles in his ears, bro.
He's such an idiot.
he's doing his thing, bro, isn't it? So obviously he's got to get clients, isn't it? When he looks like that, he's got to get clients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him. Stuff like that, you know, when you just think, hold on, I've been. You know, it's not even like 2 months. It's the whole 13 months. 13 months.
A year and a bit, you know.
Yeah, it takes you time to adjust back to the public because obviously from being in prison. Now you're in a full swing of things, doing like trying to go the correct way, you know, trying to earn a proper living and everything else. And they tell you they've made a mistake. You've got to go back to prison. I don't know how long he's got to serve or anything like that at the moment, but I just think that kind of stuff there is just devastating, really, to be honest.
Random question. Would you, man, go... Because obviously he had to hand himself back in. Would you hand yourself back in or would you just bust out?
I'm flying to Ghana straight away. Thank you.
You'll never take me alive.
Trust me.
I don't know. I feel like I'm out of there, you know.
Yeah, I just think... Personally, I don't know. It depends how long he's going to get. How long he's got to serve. I think really and truly, that's what you...
If I got to serve longer than I've been out on road, you ain't seeing me again. Like, if I've been out 30 months and I got going for 2.5 years, I'd be doing the podcast.
But this is where His Majesty needs to get involved. Like, the royal family stuff needs to get involved. Like, oh, what's happened here? Someone in power needs to look at this and be like, no, this is not right.
Yeah.
This is not right. And heads need to roll.
Oh yeah, 100%. I expect a full audit to be completed.
100%, yeah.
Audit to be completed on this because there's full no way.
Full investigation.
Yeah. How can this fundamental error happen?
Yeah.
You know, we're 2023 and we're letting errors like this happen. There's so much errors in general in what's happening in childcare and all that kind of stuff, but letting someone who's, well, I'm not saying he's a dangerous society, but, you know, it could have been.
We don't know. And that's the thing is, like I don't want to know. I mean, if this man did some heinous crime and the victim of these heinous crimes are going to be in our comments talking about, you don't know what he did. I don't know what he did, but I'm just saying it's mad for someone to be released for 13 months and they get called back to prison.
Yeah.
Like, if the crime was that heinous, maybe they shouldn't let him out in the first place.
Exactly.
And if you do know the full
story... Does anyone know how long he was in prison?
No.
Nothing like that. Man, I don't know deep about his life like that. You get me? But
by next week, I'll know. Like, I'll do the research.
Yeah.
Or ask Twitter.
Well, yeah. Wish him luck if the crime wasn't that bad, but yeah.
Yeah. If it was bad, then fair enough. Only other thing scandal in the news. Nah, nothing really. None of you care about cricket, do you?
No.
Merv does.
Merv cares about proper cricket. We don't care about Ashes. Merv cares about West Indies playing and them kind of things.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about
back.
I don't know why the hand. The man did the hand.
I don't know.
Man said bat. No, what it was, the Ashes, I think England have lost the second, they have lost the second in test in the Ashes series. But there was a bit where the other day, the ball came over, the guy let it bounce over his head, and the wicketkeeper kind of caught the bounce. He's not out. But what he did is just walked out of his crease just to go and talk to him. And like, I guess in the air of like, just like, cool, that one missed, we're going to talk. Bruv, why did the wicketkeeper just throw the ball at the wicket, yeah? Man's out.
You know, this is, now I know how Merv feels, you know, when we talk about football. Like, now I know. Sorry, Merv.
How are you doing? If it's not football, you man don't give a fuck. But anyway, like I said, it was interesting. It was on Sunday. It was, like I said, the Ashes. I enjoyed the Ashes. Wimbledon is back. So they're doing Wimbledon now. And also, we've got a lot of transfers going on, but we'll talk about transfers properly next week once Rice
being... Confirmations. We need some confirmations.
But a lot of people are going to Saudi right now.
Bruv, people are saying the next 2 or 3 years, it could be a real competition to buy players. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if it will. I just think I think it's a little bit like China was a couple of years ago. Like,
no, but I think Saudi, I think they're in it, bruv. I think they're in it. Because their country's already invested in PSG, Man City,
Newcastle.
You know what I mean? So they're like proper into football anyway. You know what I mean?
Because, I mean, Firmino's gone over there now.
Right now, they get the pensioners. They get the pensioners right now.
Steven Gerrard's a manager. Do you see? I don't know if you've seen.
I know.
He's trying to speak Arabic.
Arabic, I know.
Scouse accent. It sounds mad.
I'm even trying to work out how that sounds in my head.
The thing is, I was busting up when he started speaking it. And the thing is, he knows, I'm a prick. Why did I just do that?
I know.
But, you know, but it was funny. I respect him for doing it. You know them ones? You know, Espirito Santos.
Yeah, where is he now?
He's there. He won the league.
Is he there?
Yeah, he won the league last year.
The thing is,
I didn't know, obviously. And I thought, why is Gerrard going there? Then I just Googled, and Espirito Santos, he won the league last year. He smashed it.
Okay.
But they're all over there. I mean, but do you remember, what was my man's name? The English manager that went to Holland? Steve McLaren?
Steve McLaren, yeah.
Well, he started trying to do the Dutch accent. And I'm saying, Gary Neville trying to speak Spanish. It's all mad. But the man are trying, so I can't. You know what I mean, I won't knock it. But yeah, no, I'm definitely looking interested in that. Merv, you're the guy with the trailers. Any new trailers that have come out that people should be aware of? You can say no. I don't know.
No. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've posted any.
No, you haven't posted. But I know you're a man that's got a post.
Oh, just like anime, like. Of Ragnarok 2, but yeah, the episodes 11 to 15. There's a anime called Pluto coming out soon. I think it's soon. There's the Suicide Squad
Yeah, I saw that. Anime. Yeah, I saw that.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think that's coming out next year, though.
Okay, like, I think I'd like that. Margot Robbie. Yeah. Or like.
No, just anime. Just, like, but I think it's. I mean, it's like another like a DC Elseworld. So like, it's not part of the. Yes, anime.
That must sound mad ignorant. They speak in anime, don't they?
Yeah, I would.
What kind of Christian is that, bro?
Nah, bro. Look, I'm
laughing.
It's anime, not cartoon, bro. Come on, tell me, bro.
Speaking anime. Well, I'm assuming there's going to be a Japanese dub and.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm saying that I don't know. They speak English in anime. Come on, tell me, bro. Like, I don't know if it's Japanese or something.
Bro, it's DC, bro. DC is full English, brother.
Yeah, they'll definitely have a Japanese dub anyway.
Just saying it'll be English first. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I can't think of any other trailers, you know. Oh,
all right, cool. Is there anything else that anyone should be looking out for before we get onto this TV?
It is. Happy 4th of July to all our American people.
Oh, yeah, happy Independence Day, people.
Yeah, happy.
On your face. Let's do that, though. At least I have to be enthusiastic.
Happy Independence Day!
That's right, man. Bro.
Hey! Bye. Fireworks! To be fair, when I finish the pod, I will call my brother in America and tell him Happy Independence Day.
Yeah, man, you got to do that.
Yeah, it's like a proper public holiday, isn't it? They don't work on.
Yeah, no.
Look at Kel's folding his arms. I don't say nothing.
Nah, because I know that Independence Day came with, you know what I mean? I know that it came with, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want to go there.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You're lucky Marlon's not here because Marlon would have been broken down for you straight.
Let's move on. Hey.
Thank God Marlon's not here.
Ain't no independence.
That's like Uncle Rocker's voice as well.
Yeah, we ain't never been independent. Yeah, nah. All right. Guys, there has been some new shows, some old shows, some rebranding of some films. There's a lot of stuff going on this week. Let's start with something we've spoke about already. We've had the second episode of Secret Invasion, starring the one they call Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson. So I'll just try to see
what you. No, you don't remember how you say it.
Yeah.
Where's the tongue twister saying that? Isn't it?
Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. So, episode 2, what are we thinking? Do you still think it's the worst TV show?
No, this is how episode 1 should have been. Do you know what I mean? This is how it should have started.
A bit more detail.
It definitely
opened up without a doubt.
Yeah. Much better to the first one. Much better.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this one.
Yeah, I don't want to touch on the first one again, but the first one didn't bring anything to the table. It was just a very forgettable episode.
But do you not think that they should have released two episodes? So they kind of missed the trick by trying to do the one episode. It's like, it's not EastEnders.
Yeah.
But they normally do that, innit? They normally have done that with the Disney.
I probably think there's probably only 8 episodes of this, and that's the reason why they didn't do that. And they probably got a schedule at the same time as well.
Yeah, real.
But what was your guys' thoughts of episode 2?
I liked it, man. Like, obviously, we had more of Rhodey in it. And he's just basically like, look, you're just a loose cannon, innit? And then basically, he fired him, innit? But it's like, wow. It's like he took it personal as well. It's like, no, they didn't tell me to do it. I volunteered myself to fire you.
I almost felt like it wasn't him.
Well,
no, I think it is him, but it could have been a Skrull, could have been anybody. I feel just sort of like, I don't like when people, like background characters, take it all personally. Like, allow it, bro. Like, it's still similar. It's still Nick Fury. No matter what you think,
exactly,
it's still Nick Fury.
Well, that's what man said. He goes, look, I'm Nick Fury. When I'm out, I'm in. Like, bars, yeah, bro. Like, so, yeah. And obviously, they touched upon. Obviously, race as well, isn't it? Like, having an argument about that and stuff. And so, yeah, it's interesting. Like, it's a, you know, like talking episodes, man. So I like that. Right. And obviously, I think, was it Maria Hill's mum that was there, innit?
Yes.
That came, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like...
And she is dead. I think even though, sorry, Merv. She died in the first episode and she died, but somehow you're thinking she can't die in the first episode. She's a big casualty just to go out.
That's what I'm saying. I think people were in denial, you know, because she's been there since Avengers, isn't it? Yeah. Avengers 1. So it's like, it was so unexpected.
Yeah.
And I guess because she's not like a, she's not one of the main characters, like the main lineup, and she's only human. So it's like, yeah, you took a bullet. You're not coming back. Like you're not for Captain America. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it wasn't like when Black Widow died. Like,
But I also think it's the fact that you died in a TV show, not in the film.
Yeah, there was no.
You know, like you've been there for so long, you would have felt like you would have got a death on the main stage.
Yeah. When I was looking at all the like reviews of episode one, all it was, you know, everyone's like, no, tell me a lot. Like, it's all about Maria Hill, isn't it? I guess that brought episode one a bit lively because like no one expected that to happen, innit? It was a bit moody the first episode.
I mean, that's one thing I would say Secret Invasion has got. The endings of the episodes, like the, what do you call it? The reveals, the whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's been good. In both one and two.
Yeah, oh yeah, well obviously, yeah. Nick Fury's got some green for his wife. didn't see that coming at all, bro.
Like no one
you don't know who's who, brother, this show. You don't know who is who. That's an annoying thing. Like the same
thing is that
Rhodey, like you don't know, was that him? Do you know what I mean? Like just don't you can't trust anyone.
I think it is Rhodey, because you know Rhodey's tense anyway. It's not tense, it's just it's just straight and narrow, isn't it? It's just straight and narrow. It's always like, even like from when he was in Iron Man, like, yeah, the Iron Man films, he's always been like, I've got to stick to the rules, isn't it?
That's why he was so up Captain America. Rhodey, was he played by two different people at one point?
Yeah, Terrence Howard.
In my head, that's what I remembered. I remembered that. Yeah. He was played by.
What a shame, Terrence Howard, if only stuck through. Like,
he should stop being greedy, bro.
Is that what it was? Greed.
It's about like I need to get paid more, basically, isn't it? They're like, no, nope. I think someone advised him like, no, ask for more money, because then it's like he just didn't see what was gonna happen down the line, isn't it?
I don't know, like, you know, it's a weird one. It's like, I don't know why they want to be on Earth so badly. Like, I don't know why they want to take over Earth.
They haven't got... They're refugees. They're the gypsies, isn't it, of the galaxy.
Yeah, and to be fair, what did Nick Fury promise them? I'll find you a home. And it was...
I think he did find him a home.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. That was the whole point. That was the whole point of it. He hasn't found him a home. Like, 30 years later, they still ain't got a home.
No, but remember, at that point, there wasn't all of them there, innit? But then they've secretly all came over at the same time now, innit?
How many of them are there?
A million.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they should have put them in one of the shield hangers, innit? But obviously, that's not enough space.
Yeah.
I guess it probably was at the original point.
And they're the worst aliens to have because, as we know, they can shapeshift.
So yeah, I don't like that, man. It's just
yeah, they're the worst. They're the worst you can have, bro.
It's just me. I know in MCU they're gonna be like, yes, all this time, and Tony Stark was a Skrull, and now the real Tony Stark's alive. Like, no, don't do that.
and the thing is, like, fundamentally, I'm just saying to myself, it's called Secret Invasion. Fundamentally, how is this really gonna end? Is Nick Fury and gang gonna kill all the Skrulls, or is he gonna force to find them a place to live?
I reckon they'll have a place.
Sorry, guys, just to get something straight in my head. So is Delirious? Is he not Delirious?
Talos.
Emilia Clarke.
Yeah, is she on our side, as in Fury's side? Well, God, I'm not too sure.
He doesn't know. She's conflicted.
Okay.
Isn't she, what's his name's daughter?
Yeah.
Talos' daughter.
Who?
I don't know.
Thanos.
Talos.
Oh, was it Thanos? I was like,
no, 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 no.
I've heard Thanos as well.
Yes, Thanos' daughter, and she's following Gravik.
Yeah,
but she doesn't agree totally with what Gravik's doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I reckon she's kind of one of them ones like she's kind of like in the middle, isn't it? And then she'll pick a side.
But you can tell she's gonna go on the shield, well, not shield, what would it, on Fury's side eventually.
It's looking that way, isn't it? It's looking that way.
Gravik, obviously, man is full blown rogue, you know.
Bro, full blown, full blown.
He saw his parents die. I'm ready.
And I like the way they showed him as a kid and stuff. I like that. Yeah, like, yeah. You know,
I did like that. I must admit. To be fair, this episode was good. It was much, much better than the first episode.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
So much substance to it.
Yeah, so much. So much. Yeah.
But did you see that bit where all of the most powerful people were all Skrulls?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That was mad. Like and that's what I'm saying. I don't think you need to be bombing up places.
That's what I'm saying. Just do what you're doing.
Like, you don't need to do any of that. You're already. Exactly. That's what I don't understand. That's what I mean. That's why I don't understand the bombing thing. Because, like, if there's a million of you already here, like, what's the difference? What? You just want
not,
to be able to
not, walk around not, with not, not that they're already here. You got good positions in government, bro.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, just keep employing more of your people, them, and then you're calm. It's calm. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The Skrulls want to be who they are themselves.
They would walk around with their skin.
You know, they want to be within their skin, and they can't be within their skin because it won't be accepted.
But this is why. Just take over the government and then that make new laws and blah, 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 and then that's it.
I think it's proper violent as well for a Marvel TV show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they'll torture that.
Yeah, that Sonya was tortured. Like, took finger off everything. Did she take his finger off?
She did. Yeah. She cut his finger. Because then she could tell if it was a scroll or not, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I like the fact that when they went and then she goes, where's the secret exit?
Yeah. It's making sure, man.
Yeah,
okay, cool. I can get out of here.
Yeah.
No, I'm here for it, and I think it's good because after episode one, there was a lot of backlash, and that's what. And again, there's no reason for it, but the backlash becomes racial, and I'm just like, come on, allow it, bro. And like, even how people reported it, the second worst ever MCU Disney TV series, bro. Like, it's an order, isn't it? Like, say this.
People are too quick to judge. Let the show 100% finish.
Let it finish. But you know, like, if there's six series, and it's the fifth one, like, yeah, it's also going to be second worst, but it's fifth, isn't it?
To be fair, the first episode, it deserved every slewing it could get.
No, I don't think it did. I enjoyed it. It did.
I don't know what he's expecting from it.
No, I expected a better first episode.
From the first episode?
Yes.
No, but what I'm saying, I thought it was good. What? Don't put your face like that.
What was missing in your eyes? What was missing?
What, in the first episode?
Like I said, it should have started like this, episode two, like straight, like this is how it should have been. This perfect.
Brother, okay. Do you know that the answer was no substance? What does that mean? What was it?
No, it was just like everything just made sense. Like there was no long dialogues and
So fundamentally, what Kel was saying, it should have been. The action should have kicked off from the get-go, from the way it started in this episode. And because if you've seen the previous Marvel TV shows, it tends to start off really intense. And then in the middle, there's always two episodes which slow down, which we accept because it had such an impactful beginning. Do you get what I mean? And then the last two episodes, then to be the finale and it's fantastic. Oh my God, what next? Do you get what I mean? They didn't do that with this one. And that was the problem. You know, the thing is, even though me and Kel has criticized it and you said it's actually not, it's all right, but the world have seen it as well.
Exactly.
It's not just us four and everyone's criticized it. So what we've seen is what everyone else has seen.
Exactly. My brother. Come on. Take that.
All right. No worries. All right. Well, Secret Invasion. That's out every... Is it Wednesday or Friday?
Yeah, every Wednesday.
Wednesday. So by the time this comes out, you would have just probably... you'd probably have caught up with episode 3. I hope that's a good one. Before we go into the series that I want to talk about, we are going to quickly jump on this film basis, which was Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
It's nothing. Don't try to live at Love Island, you know. I know you're trying to do this.
Shit.
I know you're trying to do, you know. God. Rich, I know what you're trying to do.
Bruv.
You're trying to skip it quick. And before you know it, like, subscribe, leave a comment. See you guys later. No.
All right, I'll tell you what. Okay. Forgive me. If you just tune in for the Love Island bit, you're going to get it, but you'll get it not now, just in two things. Fine. No worries. Sorry, I apologize. No bad feelings. I generally forgot. Mm-hmm. This ain't going to take long anyway. Indiana Jones and Dial of Destiny.
We know this.
There's a whole lot to talk about.
It's going to be long. I'm going to be real. After half an hour, I locked it off.
You don't well to even start, bro. I haven't seen it.
Rich, have you seen it?
Not with my money, bro. Even Marlon's application, right? It said camera viewing. I can't do camera viewing, bro.
No, you could have. It was fine.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's fine. That's how I watched it.
Oh, scene. Okay.
I watched it.
When I saw cam, I thought, no.
No. When it says cam, you see, when it says cam, it's not cam like when we was in kids, like when we was...
Yeah, it's not DVD,
and
DVDs.
It's not, no, and it's not five man walking across.
Why the voice?
All right, so as a man, Merv, you watched all of it.
As a man.
I was going to say, as a man of your words. As a man of your words, bro. You watched all of it. As a man of your words. I stopped myself saying, bro. As a man of your words, bro. You watched all of it.
Yeah, I watched all of it.
And your thoughts?
Do you know what? It was there. Like, it was a good film. It was like, it done what it needed to do. But I feel like it doesn't feel like Indiana Jones, does it? Like, I'm not against that they've made another Indiana Jones, but I think given that obviously Harrison Ford's older, like you can't, I don't think he tried to do more than he could do. Cause like, and I think the film really made it known that I'm old. It's like, because I think there's a scene where he's like on the mountain and he's like, What am I doing? My shoulders hurting, my knees, like, so they're very, really aware that he's old, but it's missing that spark, isn't it? It's missing that spark that the original films had. And I think because of the, what was the one before this one? The Crystal Skull one, where it had Shia LaBeouf as his son.
Yeah, like, that was the Skull, something.
Yeah,
Skull.
Crystal Skull, yeah. And his son's like, look, son's not in this one, really, isn't it? Like, and I think it's because Shia LaBeouf is not part of it anymore. It's like, let's just write out his son and stuff. So it's like, it's okay. I don't think I want to watch it again. But I feel like...
Man said again, you know.
No, so I don't think I'll watch it again.
I don't understand why Murph can't say shit and move on.
Because I can't say shit because it's not shit. It's not like... It'll be hard for me to say it's shit because it's not shit, obviously. But
Okay, you're not going to watch it again. You wasn't impressed. It wasn't Indiana Jones. You just said, okay.
No, but as a separate film, like if it's like, okay, if you put a film on TV and you watch it, it's like, oh, that film was all right.
What channel would you put it on?
Huh?
What channel?
It was like a Channel 5 film.
Oh, come on, bro. You're shit. Yeah.
Five star.
Come on, bro.
Five star. You mean the ones where they put the news, the whole news and entertainment in the middle of the film, and then
I just get so pissed at that, you know.
Bro, every time I've turned it on, thinking yes, it's the beginning of the film, bro, not knowing that I've missed the whole 45 minutes before, and they slapped a 20 minute thing in between.
I never knew why Channel 5 done that. I never understood that.
Do you know what? I wanted it to be good, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, but do you know what? The aging, because they've done the aging, isn't it, with him as well.
Okay.
Parts of it was really amazing. And then there's parts of it, it's like, oh, this is not how humans move, man. But I appreciate what they tried to do. That's all I can say. But yeah. Hey, that. Asian team. So, really, like, you know,
you're not recommending dope. No man to go cinema to watch it, or sorry, no person. The person.
I'd say, if you're a fan of it, still go and watch it. I did expect this conversation to be 10 minutes, but yeah.
No, hopefully, this is the poster that you had already designed.
I did. I'm gonna have to change it.
Yes, to hijack, please. Thank you.
All right. Talking of shows that for me, but before we get into this thing, I will just say.
Oh, here we go.
I remembered a couple weeks back, saying, "Nah, you know what it is though. You know it's just Elmer though. I just don't get it no more. I don't even think he's all that, bro." Who's gonna confess?
That was me. It was me. I said that. With just reasons. His last couple of films, they ain't been all that.
He's making poor choices.
He's making poor choices.
Very much so.
But this one now, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm talking about, Idris. This is what I'm talking about.
I'm assuming we're talking about Hijacked, yeah?
There's no ED at the end of it.
So, Hijack, what are we thinking? We have 3 episodes in.
Bro.
So the 3rd episode was released this morning. I love it.
Honestly, I know Merv mentioned it initially, the show. It was Merv, right?
Who mentioned it? I think it was Nate that mentioned it.
Me, right.
Yeah.
Oh, apologies, yeah. Nate, Merv.
Oh,
we're very close.
we all look alike, yeah.
I didn't say that.
Both got hair, it's cool, but
no, but do you know what? And it was just, it was a Saturday, and I thought, do you know what? Let me just watch it. Let me see what, okay, obviously Apple TV and me and Apple don't get along, right? We've established that. But I thought, all right, let me just watch it and give it a go, despite it being him. Before I watched it, someone retweeted something on my Twitter, and I thought, oh, I haven't heard from this person for a long time. It's a guy called Mo. He's a director from back in the day that when man was in the music scene, he's been a director doing that little grime videos and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, oh, he's part of it. And I thought, okay, cool. Let me just check it out. Then I was watching it. I said to myself, I am absolutely gripped on this TV show. From the beginning to end, it had me like gripped totally.
Pause.
That's double gripped.
Okay. Apologies. Yeah, it totally had me there from the beginning until the end, and obviously watching episode 3 today was just like, you know what? This show, I need all of it right now. This is one of the shows that if it was all available, I'll watch it all in one night.
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. But, and I don't know if any of you have noticed, like, this is, they've gone down the route of 24. I don't know if you don't noticed. So basically, you know, 24 was 24 episodes. Each episode's an hour long. It's supposed to be in real time. Mm-hmm. So this flight is in real time.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
Because they say they've got 5 hours until destination.
5 more episodes. And it's like, see when they're like, oh, they've been in the air for 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours, yeah.
Because the 3rd episode has been 2.5 hours for them since they started.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, see.
Yeah. I didn't clock that, to be honest.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, you know me, there's layers to it, bro. You know that?
Like, yeah, because it's a 6-hour flight, isn't it?
There's layers to it. And I'm just like, okay. Like, part of me, like, it's weird because I think I'm saying, all right, cool. If you were getting hijacked, what would you do? Like, you know that in the 1st episode, you've got the two older guys.
Yeah.
Ah, look, you've got to take them out.
You get them heroes, isn't it? West Ham fans. Millwall fans.
No, but do you know what it is, right? You know, I think, I'm not going to jump to episode 3, but you know when, like, to me, there's 5 people with guns, yeah? There's about 60 people... Bro, I'm prepared to die, you know, bro. I'm prepared to die, you know, because there's a female. I can't take her seriously because my weight and her body. I'm all over, innit?
Take her gun seriously, bro.
No, Giza, yeah. The thing is, I'm prepared to die, innit? Because the way I'm seeing it, I'm on an airplane. If my plane is getting hijacked, right, and I'm thinking, wow, this, because that black guy was right at the end, yeah? Not concerned about him or the old man. I don't know how this old man's got strength from nowhere. I don't understand what's going on.
That's the only thing that pissed me off, you know? That's the only thing, bro. But they were banged, bro. They were banded up Idris. He banded up Idris, you know? And another guy as well. I was like, that's a serial killer. Well, not killer, but he's murder man. And thing.
Yeah, that annoyed me. Because, like, and you got a tray to the face. Why was you pausing as well? Because the plan was to take him out completely. Well, not. I don't know if they mean kill him or just make him unconscious, but, like, knock him out unconscious. And don't, like, he's still alive, like, and just wait for him to beat you up, innit?
Yeah, that's the part that pissed me off about the show.
If they underestimated that guy, man.
Apologies for going from episode to episode. You should.
Work. I know.
No, that doesn't matter. We'll just talk about it as we are. That's fine.
Yeah.
I was getting to a stage where it's like, I said to myself, nah. I'm prepared. I know I'm going to die in general. It's a natural thing. But look, I had to this guy, the fact that when a guy tried to swing you and you held his hand and he felt the powers of God, yeah, he felt the powers of God in you, he was shook.
Mm, he was match shook. Match him.
Damn, like, what's the plan, bro?
The thing is about these hijackers as well. I feel like they haven't got everything as planned as they should do. Because what you're saying, which is like you'll take them up, but I'm thinking these guys don't really seem, they don't seem like they know what they're doing. Because I'm thinking like, actually, just stay calm because they're threatened. I swear they haven't killed anyone yet.
No.
Because the way they were talking on the things like, if you da-da-da, then someone's going to die. I'm like, but you still haven't killed anyone yet, which means to me it's like, you're trying to do something, but you're not necessarily wanting to hurt people at the same time. You might rough them up, but you're not gonna kill them. And
even when that East Africa was fighting the Arab man, like from then you should know that they're not smoke because that Arab man should have died. He would have got shot.
Yeah, man just said, you know, I'm getting the medication anyway. I don't care about you. Like, and as well, like if you're gonna hijack a plane, we're not talking about no. Go kart, you know, made out of wood, but we're talking about full Boeing planes. So, like, wouldn't you sort of do your research in terms of how planes work as well? So, like, even like, I've learned a lot about planes in the three episodes I've watched, you know, even like the little trajectory that they're doing and all that stuff. That as well, responding straight, like, and the guy's looking at him like, well, what did you do there? Like, it's like, yeah, you should know this stuff before you hijack a plane. Because
I feel like I'm never going to, but if we were to plane, one of us has got to do some flying lessons before we do it.
Bro, I'm watching aircraft, every episode of Aircraft Investigation I'm watching, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's got to be at least one of us, man, that if we knock out the pilot, can do his thing.
Yeah, you know the virtual ones you could do in there? I'll be on there every day.
Flight Simulator 97,
pound bro. Coin, I'm in there.
Some AA voice recognition. You know them ones there? Pilot, come in, pilot.
But you know what? But they wasn't meant to take over that plane at that time.
Yeah. They're rushed. Yeah.
At that time. Just quick thing, just flowing back to first episode, like, you know not the air pilot, the guy they were speaking to, air controller, the guy with the cloth.
The
cloth.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
It's fine.
But if the thing is, I don't understand his whole purpose in the episode.
Because I was like,
because he started the investigation, innit?
Yeah.
But it just ended.
I know. That death shocked me. I wasn't expecting that at all.
No, but that's why I think it's a little bit more than, you know what I mean? Like, for example, they're not in control, innit?
Yeah. Actually, I forgot about that part, you know, because that seems like a part that's attached to this story. Like, I don't know if they're...
Yeah, you know what it is? Basically, so that woman, the hijab and stuff, she obviously got distracted. They distracted her on purpose, right?
Yeah.
So she goes back home, and then they murk her and her husband, okay? Now, he wasn't meant to go back there. He wasn't meant to go to the yard at all. So he was
inquisitive, just, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. For no reason. Curiosity killed a cat, basically.
Hmm.
But you know what my question is? those three girls in the first episode, yeah?
Yeah.
Why did they stop that old guy to say, oh, they found a bullet? Why did they stop him in particularly? Did I miss something?
I don't know. Yeah, because this must have been a random.
Why didn't you stop a whole, what are they called?
Air hostess.
Yeah, you stop one of those. Not just a random guy that's walking by. Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Well, we
that,
know
that, that, that didn't make sense.
We know there's only five hijackers, but even the guy at the end, you see the guy who was helping Idris?
Which one?
Oh, the guy, the killer.
Yeah.
The guy that was helping Idris with the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when he first did it, I was like, I swear there's like an undercover agent on all of the flights. I don't know. You just see it in movies. There's always some undercover who's a real, like, he flies every, he goes on every plane.
Like a Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, stop. Yeah. I was thinking, was that him? So why haven't they started acting before?
Yeah. That's true.
I don't think there's every agent in every plane.
Well, hopefully not, but that's the way I
feel. Do you reckon
in America there is, isn't it? I know.
No. I think, like, in a lot of airlines, majority of airlines, because my auntie's friend, he does what he does. He's part of the army, but his role is to go on the planes as undercover.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got some good actors and actresses on this.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we've got Idris Elba. We've got Archie Punjabi, Asian actress. She was in
East is East,
but also she was in Bend It Like Beckham. No, not Bend It Like Beckham. She was a sister. She was a sister in Bend It Like Beckham. You know the one who was getting married?
Yeah.
Got Ben Marks, Max Beasley.
Neil Maskell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, give me a joke. You know, gives me a joke. The guy that sits next to Idris. There's a part where you say, all right, this is what we've got to do, yeah. You take them down, it's just like, all right, cool, let's do this. You go, huh? What do you mean?
I can't do it.
No.
All talk, you know, all talk.
Even the part where they go, oh, I need to throw up and stuff. Like, yeah, you better throw up, otherwise you'll get it, like, whatever. I'm like, why are you not? You should be over his shoulder making sure.
Exactly. She's quay over there, you know. Like, how are you going to know? Anyone can put a finger in their mouth, pause, and probably come out. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like he should have threw up first. Do you know, like that? Like,
yeah.
Like, he's writing note. Like, what was the bullet like?
Yeah. And then what transpired is they've got real bullets and fake bullets.
Yeah, but they were right because they were all replicas.
Yeah.
He's the only one's got bullets.
So the leader was like, nah.
Oh, is it?
This is
he's getting
this is getting intense after that. Again, I don't think they intended to kill anyone, but it's like, all right, let's take real bullets just in case because this could ruin the whole plan, whatever, innit?
Yeah. And obviously they tried to call Stuart. Stuart was the guy he tried to call to say basically the plan has commenced as the plan has started basically, and his phone was going to voicemail.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So to me, it's like it's already flopped because man's phone's in voicemail.
Yeah.
And then you got the bloody Home Secretary or whatever it was in the cab. Should we get a police escort? No, it will take 15 minutes. Should we get this? No. Let's just walk. I was thinking, huh? But I don't know. Like, I think
it's an inside person.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. There has to be something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, he made a phone call. How did he make a phone call?
He turned the Wi-Fi thing back on, didn't he? But then again,
he did it.
No, because he turned something on to make the phone call.
Who? Idris.
The leader of the terrorists.
Yeah.
Oh.
He turned something on. I'm assuming that was the Wi-Fi. I thought he turned the Wi-Fi. But then again, why would it say go to voicemail? You should have had signal then.
Unless it's done, I'm sure you can get like packages on your plane.
I don't know about this though. That's what I'm saying. For me, bruv, he was in the middle of nowhere, bruv. You're 30,000 feet up in the air.
You see the guy that was working to control the Arab guy that got killed. Yeah,
yeah.
Bruv, when someone says confirmed Danger whatever confirmed. But as long as it's confirmed, it's confirmed, bruv.
If
they come back and say, oh, no, it was just a joke. No.
Yeah, like, they're a bit slack, isn't it?
It's like,
that was in real life, man. You'll see some Jonathan Harriots all over it.
Jet Platt, straight.
You would have seen this. Okay, we were listening to your call and you didn't do the right signals. So we're going to ask you, can you clear your locker, please?
Well, even the like, when they were flying over, a Heimbrook country they're flying over, and the man's like, respond. Like, the man took about 20 minutes to respond. Wouldn't you think, like, what was he doing, bro?
It's not that. It's when the co-pilot answered this, because the pilot.
As you're lying, it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, here? What's going on? It's time now, man.
The pilot just stepped out. He went to the toilet. What?
I mean, it is unrealistic, but it does make good TV.
No, it does. This one, we allow it. That's the thing about us here. We destroy shows, you know.
We started saying that.
We'll pick it apart, bro.
Apparently, as well, it's filmed in a real plane. So, like, they add to the intensity.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, everyone is literally on top of each other.
Okay. That's good,
But even that, like, that's mad. Like, you see, like, the first class, the business class, the, like, economy, you're like, rah, there's a proper difference in the flight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
One day, boy, one day. Yeah. One day. No, but for me personally, I am properly here for this TV show. I am fully invested. I will rate it. I will be telling people to go and watch it.
100%.
On Apple TV. Like, go and invest. If you don't invest, I'll send them the link to Marlon's app. That's not charging people to use Marlon's app. But all of that. Do you know what I mean? I think it's good.
So, a question. Who got shot?
Oh, yeah.
It's not. I don't think it's who got shot. It's who shot.
Yeah.
More of the issue. Was he shot with the blank or was he shot with a bullet?
Yeah.
Sam was shot.
But I swear blank was still hurt, you know. It was still hurt, right?
No, it's blank. It's a blank.
No, you might get a bruise. You'll get a bruise.
Yeah, like...
Because there's still a shell casing. It's still being fired off at some... like a distance.
No, bro. Blank's a blank, bro. Nothing's coming out for you, bro.
No, because remember
we'll they said... We'll find out in the next episode.
Yeah, but it's a blank. But the blank, when you shoot a blank... Yeah, the shell will still come out, but it's just a spark, isn't it?
But anyway. So the shell hit anything? The shell won't hit nothing?
No, the shell will come out on the side of the gun. Just come out.
Oh.
There's
a man that's never shot a gun in their lives. I can't confirm.
I bet you're going to... All of you men are going to come off that. Like, throwing one there.
Yeah. Nah, man. Richard told me. Look. Boom!
Shit! 999.
Definitely Hijack Apple TV every Tuesday. 3 episodes out. Please go and check that out. All right, boys. Love Island. What's happening?
Jeez.
Casa Amor.
It's starting now.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
No, come on.
Casa Amor is here to stay. And the thing is, Kel. You know, I must have missed yesterday's episode. So I was like, I think, oh my God, I bet all the drama, I've missed everything. But I hadn't. Everything was today at right time. And I'm so happy.
It's the thing, because it's every day. Obviously, the pod's once a week. It's hard to remember everything that happens within a week. But like, basically, Casa Amor's happened.
Don't force it.
You idiot. Casa Amor's happened. The girls have got to the... The girls are the ones that have left the villa and gone to another villa, basically. The Casa Villa. And Catherine.
She's on that guy,
innit? Yeah, you know he's a brother, innit? A Ghanaian brother as well.
Oh, is he?
But yeah, everyone's cussing him that he was like Jeffrey, innit?
Even doesn't look like Jeffrey.
Everyone's saying he's like Jeffrey, bro, from Fresh Prince. Liberties. But yeah, so Catherine's getting on hard with him. Ella's surprising me, you know.
Yeah,
Ella's surprising me.
But do you know what is? Because obviously, this guy that's came in called Uzi, was his name?
Uzi.
Bruv, he's got some serious hair, bruv.
Bruv, why is he? He's got he's using those pins to pin it down. What's wrong with it, bruv?
I don't know, bruv. I don't know.
Who does that?
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I basically like a proper. His hairline goes back in it. He's used to try to cover the hairline.
100%. He needs to go turkey ASAP. ASAP.
Trust me.
But you know what it is, right? I think with him, where she's done modeling in the past and they've done modeling together. So they've seen each other. Previous modeling.
And she said it, but she saw him. She fancied him and stuff.
Exactly. She fancied him. And the fact he's from Scotland as well.
Come on. Kill.
Yeah. Do you get what I mean? So obviously, and even if you watch today's episode, she said to him, oh, my head's messed up. Like, when we go, I think she said something in the bed, like something, if we were back in that area, it'll be totally different or something. But
the fact is, she kissed him, you know. Not a lips in thing, but it was a you know what I mean?
But I want more.
He's got locks in his hair. Is that locks?
That's what I'm saying, brother. Everyone's custom. And he's using those safety
pins. The hair grips.
Yeah, hair grips.
So it's horrendous, to be fair.
it's horrendous, bro.
No, but okay. So is that? Sorry. I'm so sorry, man. I'm gonna see you a picture of this you afterwards. Yeah. So is that like a comb over, but with locks? Like, if he puts his hair backwards, is this all bit bald?
This is what we don't know, but it must be in it. It must be because
hold on. So that goes and makes people slack.
No, you've got to look at his brother, bro. It's a man. He's a footballer. It's mad, though.
The drawback is serious.
Yeah, that's a new one. I've never seen this hairstyle.
I've never seen that. Never seen it.
Bobby, it's individual. Never seen it before, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
No problem. No problem.
Also, sorry. Did Molly come back? Like,
there's
a lot of issues on.
Everyone said because basically her mum works for ITV, that's why they brought her back and blah blah blah.
And then they said that the mum doesn't work for ITV. The mum works on Coronation Street or something. But like the mum apparently like they were like she's an actress in Coronation Street or something. I don't understand why it became a big thing or something like that. Yeah, but then she went home, saw what the public felt about her,
exactly,
and then came back.
Exactly. She went on the whole After Sun, everything.
Yeah, that's like, not allowed. That's not
allowed. Yeah. Fundamentally, yeah, that's what she done.
Yeah.
So from the guy's side, a batch of new fresh meat came into the house. the island, should I say. And Molly was one of them. And obviously, Zach was like, oh my God, Molly, you're back. So Zach was like thinking, you know, in fact, Zach was thinking like, I've got candy. And I was kind of on Whitney at the same time. Now Molly's come in and the girl he was originally with, and he's like, boom, like, you're my girl again. You know them ones, you're my girl.
And what makes him even want to try harder with Molly? Like Molly's vexed with him, isn't it? Or she's coming across like she's vexed with him. So he's trying harder to get Molly back. Yeah.
100%. He's trying his hardest. And one of the girls that's come in, her dad's Dennis Wise.
Dennis Chelsea, Wise, you know.
And she's fully got the same head as him as well, bro.
As soon as she said it, yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, I can see it.
Straight away, he's like,
But I know Dennis Wise. I know Dennis wants to kill that Sammy guy in it. I know he wants to kill
instantly,
him directly. But Nate, you remember Dennis Wise? You remember him, innit? You remember how he was as a player? He was the nastiest player. I used to hate him. You know the players that just kick and pinch you and. He's an annoying player.
But today's episode was...
Jokes.
I was crying. I was crying. Look, like, Tariq, yeah? Tariq is a full-blown gallist, right?
Bro.
You know, full-blown gallist, but you know when man is out of the game because he's got Ella, right?
He's
out of the game, but, bruv, man is a full-blown conductor, bro. You know what, yeah? I'll tell you something after, Merv, but, you know, he reminded me of Junior a little bit, innit? You know, Junior would speak to you, innit? Say one or two words, and you would go and follow, and you'd do it, bruv. That's what man was doing. He told everyone, I'm closed off, but you, man, are open.
Bruv, it's holiday. It's holiday mode. Bruv, lips everything. Lips all the girls in here. You, Sammy.
This is him.
What, you like them two, yeah? Lips them both. Tonight.
He said, treat them as a man them holiday. treat as a man on holiday. Yeah, this is Casemora. But what he's doing, bruv.
He goes, fuck Jess, fuck Jess. He goes, fuck Jess, yeah. Don't talk about Jester. Bruv, you got two teeth on you. Lips them both tonight.
No, the thing is, he sounds like a man that's watched the show already and is just starting pass up because they know that at some point the girls are going to watch it.
I think this is him though. I do think this is him. We all know a tie in it. All of us know a tie, like Rich just said, like we all know a tie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then look, Sammy reluctantly does it. But I'm like, bro, how have you got this guy to twang you to lips two girls the same night, bro? And you know they'll both find out about it. Anyway, so Sammy does that. He lifts both girl. But I'm surprised Sammy chose the black girl, you know, because Sammy, I didn't think he wouldn't go that the black way. Do you know what I mean? Ever.
Yeah, no, do you know what? Neither did I. Neither did I at all. Like,
I was shocked they chose the black girl.
Even when Tariq was giving him the directions and everything, and Sammy was shook to do it. But you know when someone gives you so much energy?
Hype man. Lips them, man. I mean, the funny thing, when he came back from lipsing Dennis Wise's daughter, he goes, "What? Okay, now it's Gabby's turn. Bruv, you got to lips Gabby now. You got to do it."
It was like, what?
Yeah.
And he's actually, you know what? I'm going to do it. And he lips her. It's like straight.
But you know what killed me, though? Was the Montel one. He goes, "Bruv, what? You like, I can't remember her name. I think it's Keita with her. You like Keita in it. He's like, he goes, no, you like her in it. Lips her, bro. He goes, no, I like her, but I'm not on a lipsing thing. Bruh, what are you doing, bro? Just lips her, man. Lips her. Bruv's like, no, but I'm not really on her like that. They go, bro, you got a lips. Take her to a terrace, man. Just take her to a terrace and lips her, bro.
And it keeps saying, I'm closed off. You man's are open. Well, I was.
That's how he sounds, Nate.
This is what I'm trying to say.
That's how he sounds, honestly.
I had people messaging me, yeah, in random groups that we talk about only football.
Yeah.
Richard, are you watching this? Bruv, and I was crying.
So one told you, in school, there's always one that's reluctant to do things. Man was reluctantly dragging his heels. Head down, he goes, yeah, Pick, can I talk to you for a minute? Man, talk to the terrace. Man wasn't on it. But just because Ty was in his ear, bruv, he just lips it. And now he's fucked up everything. Because Leah's going to see that now, and it's gonna be curtains. Do you know what I mean?
Straight. No, but to be fair, if you look at both sides of the circle, everyone's kissed someone. Yeah, I think the only person that hasn't kissed someone I haven't seen is Tyreek.
Yeah.
He's the only one, but I'm not gonna lie to you. This episode was so funny. I was like, crying. I can't believe what he's doing. Like the guy is like, I'm not gonna get in trouble. I'm cool.
Yeah.
You man could have said no, innit? You man could have said no.
When it gets shown in the villa, that's exactly what you're gonna say. They're all big men. What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You gotta listen to me. I'm not their dads.
And the thing is, what's funny, because he's closed himself off, Ella's kind of like in between two minds.
Exactly.
And if she comes back with this other Scotland,
he's going to be hurt.
He will never, I'm telling you now, fundamentally, he's going to have PTSD forever.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nate, this guy has never been in a relationship. He's a player of all players. Banged over 100 gyal. Like, anywhere he goes, he gets gyal in it. So, like, he even told Ella, like, listen, I missed the game. But this Ella girl has converted him to be a boyfriend. So, bruv, usually, this is Ty's element. Like, Casamore, this is Ty will be lipsing up gyal everywhere. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But he's been faithful to Ella. But Ella's next door now.
Lipsing next man.
Well, she kissed him and hugged, canoodied, and do you know what I mean? Like, lying on his chest. You know what I mean there? He's going to be, like, if she comes back, even if she doesn't come back with him, they'll show the footage, and he's going to be upset.
I'm kind of upset. Yeah, because he's going to be like, you know what? I don't trust no girl anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on reckless.
I'm going to go back to my old ways, basically.
Yeah. And that's what it is. And I cannot wait for them to kind of, I think they're doing a recoupling, aren't they, for tomorrow?
I don't know when it is. Because I missed the ending part because we had to come to the pod. Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, I had it on my phone. But yeah, but they're gonna do recoupling tomorrow. But I don't know how that's going to work. But anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, so by next week, we'll let you know what happened with the whole Casamar thing and who's with who. And yeah.
I know, like, Love Island sounded. You not made Love Island.
No, this season's sick. It's sick. It's a sick season. This season.
Yeah, especially, you know, like, because if we're talking about Love Island, like, the ultimate episode season that we've watched recently was Ekin-Su and Davide.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
That was epic yeah. season. But this one. This one, I'm not gonna lie. There's a few good characters that kind of stick out.
Yeah, proper.
A PS. Sorry.
No, the producers must be proper loving. This is great stuff. The ratings.
Yeah. But you know they got money when they put on Leo. Neo performed for them, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So that's where you know they're getting money off this.
Oh, is that the one when they do like that concert where they all get dressed up and then a man sings in the garden and then
basically.
And they all like a party time.
Yeah,
basically. Davide and Ekin-Su broke up, innit?
I know. I saw that, man. I'm
devastated about that. I thought they'd be like together for a while.
Yeah.
You're there until the checks dries up, bro.
Can I just say something now, please? Exclusive. Arsenal have reached agreement with West Ham. Declan Rice is out everywhere now.
You announced this last week.
I announced it last week, but now Arsenal have agreed the payment terms. That was the sticking point, but now it's fully done. Man will have a medical this week. Jeez.
Come on,
I'm gonna wait for the medical.
Yeah. Why is
I'll wait for the picture.
Yeah,
I'll send you the picture.
Please.
Official picture.
Official picture, don't you worry.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, before we go, are there any shows that people have been watching and stuff like that they want to quickly have a little 30 seconds, 1 minute on?
Do you know what? You know, Merv, you know, I didn't watch The Crowded Room this week.
I watched it. It was good. It's what I thought. Is that what I thought at the start of the series? Is what I knew what it was. I won't spoil it, but yeah, I knew it was that.
No, I thought it was good. Not spoiling it.
Was it the finale?
No,
I don't think it is.
It's not the finale. No, okay. I think it's got. So it's 10 episodes. I'm sure of it.
Okay,
but this was all about what's her name again?
Ryan.
Yeah. So this was Ryan's episode. You get a bit to know about her backstory.
Yeah.
But also, it's weird because obviously this was mainly her in this episode, but it's the scenes that Tom Holland done. I'm like, rah, man. And this guy can act.
He reminds me of that guy that done, the actor Split? In Split.
Yeah, James McAvoy.
Yes.
Yeah.
What, you think he's on that level? Exactly.
He's not on that level, but it's reminded me. He's not on that level. He's not on that level, though. Yeah.
No, sorry, you almost made me want to start watching the show. I was like, okay, wow.
Well, you never know. He could be on that level, man.
That's a top level, man.
This episode was good. Obviously, Silo. I don't know if did you watch Silo?
Yeah, I watched it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yes, it was good.
It was good.
It's all an illusion. All an illusion.
Yeah. I know, man.
Can I skip the middle bit and go straight to the middle?
Why was the first one?
I was watching it. I thought first I was up to episode 5.
Yeah, you can do
it. I think so.
Yeah, I think you can do it, to be honest. You can.
With disrespect to the show, but
them episodes is how it was nonsense. I was like, no, can you go outside, bro?
Yeah. Well, all I know is Common has the most angriest face on the planet.
You know? Proper, you know. Proper. It's the same face throughout the whole
John Wick, episode. Every film he's in, he's got the same face. Bro. I would not face. Like to... If I see him, I'll cross the road, bro.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go.
Silo,
I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
The Witcher.
I haven't started that, you know. Because, you know what? It's taking my time from... Cause I'm trying to clock for a minute, so it's taking up all my time, man.
That's a clock, you know, like it's Mario.
All right, I will just say this now. From, go to hell, bro. Yeah, go to hell and stay there. About 15 minutes, locked off, never to watch again, bro. The eat from Sky Gold, bro.
Well, we told you, we told you it's not for you.
Nah, you know it was. Like, everyone was talking about it. They knew it. Merv got me excited. Oh no, I can watch it on Sky. It's not on the app. The day I said, well, they started till 10. Let me just watch it. And then usually you press record, it has to download. This time they just press play. Just started playing. I was like, okay, wow. I'm your grandma. No, don't open the window. I said, what? What is this? The next day I'm seeing bodies. I said, no way.
Oh,
no way. That's what I said myself. I said, no way. I'm not doing it. It is not for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I literally watched 20 minutes. Then I locked off. All the crows at the tree, and although it was in the trailer, I saw that. I said, "Nah, it's cool. I'm good." Because, as you know, Kel, sometimes I'm at home by myself. I hear a knocking. It's
yeah.
I'm only up to episode, but I've just finished episode 4 before we started. I'm like, I can see me just watching this easily, binging it.
Yeah, I'm on season 2, episode 5, season 2.
What TV show are you talking about?
From.
Okay, I ain't started that.
It's on Sky Sci-Fi.
What episode you on, MF?
4. There's 2 seasons, yeah.
Yeah, season 1, yeah, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for me.
That's not for me, you know.
Witcher was like Witcher. It's like they just, I don't know, like it seems more interesting now. And it's like, oh well, Henry Cavill's gonna go soon anyway. So wonder what happens.
This one has Henry Cavill in it.
Yeah. That's his last one with it, man. Witcher was good. What else did I watch? Run Rabbit Run on Netflix. That's like that. Recent, I think it only came out last week. It's a film, isn't it? Like a psychological horror thriller with Sarah Snook, Shiv Roy in Confession. That was kind of messed up, man. It's not one of those horrors like that are gruesome and visual. It's just a bit psychologically messed up in it. And it seems very grounded. Like that, what's that horror that we watched with Winmi Makas, like.
Oh yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that a bit. Like, it's messed up. I was just saying, Run Rabbit Run. I don't know if you watched that with Sarah Snook from Succession. Shiv Roy.
Yeah, Shiv. What the back?
Yeah. Yo, you need to go to the corner, man.
She has to go back. You know.
He's got a course.
It's like,
no, but she has though.
We're still on air.
Go by his house.
Yeah, that's it. His house. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. Kind of, but yeah, it's just like,
but it's good. Is it worth a watch though, Mev?
I liked it. The thing is that when I saw reviews, everyone's like, "What is this?" Like, but I liked it.
It's only an hour and 40 minutes. It's worth. I'll give it a chance.
It's an acquired taste, isn't it? It was good. It was good.
Yeah. Okay, cool, Leo.
I will say, I don't know. I know none of you watch it, but Swagger season 2 is back. They've dropped 2 episodes. The next episode's coming out on the 7th of July. So that is the day of the pod release. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying Swagger. But
I saw the trailer for it, and I thought, you know what, it looks all right, man.
It's good.
I might try and get into it. Yeah,
it's good. And obviously, it's got Ice Cube Jr. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's my hero.
Yeah, I saw him in it, yeah.
Like, it's good, man. I probably enjoyed this. I enjoyed it. Like last time, when we did watch it last time, they were doing episodes during the lockdown. So they were, like, doing the mask, all that kind of stuff. And then now, it's 4 years later.
Okay.
So, like... Nah, it's sick, man. It's proper sick. It's sick.
Yeah, no, I probably will try and find some time to watch that, man.
And I finished The Idol, the TV series starring Lily Rose Depp and also The Weeknd, where it seemed that he was part of a kind of cult and he got her involved in the cult. But they're all musicians, they're releasing music and that. It may turn out that actually maybe she was doing the manipulating and all along and it wasn't him. But
is that spoiler alert?
Oh, shit.
Typical Nate style, you know.
You know what it was, yeah? I haven't done it in so long, yeah?
Nate goes again.
My bad. As you were.
He loves it.
You were.
Guys, you're listening, he loves doing this.
No, that was... He's probably
being good, man.
That was unintentional. I probably try not to do it anymore. Like, that was unintentional.
I'll kick him out when he's done, man.
Yeah, I apologize. All right, Paul, is there anything else? Because otherwise, that's been episode 197.
Yeah, cool, man.
All right, it's episode 197. Rate, comment, subscribe, like, share, join. If you want to shout out, holler at us. We've got a big episode for episode 200 coming out soon. Well, when 200 comes out, so we'll let you know more about that closer to the time.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Peace.
Love.
Love.
Richard Maximum has left the building.